activist Chris Packham says he wants to work with bosses at Ferry Meadows, Peterborough's biggest country park, to resolve a row over a controversial new climbing wall.
Last week, we told you how the Winter Watch presenter had lodged an official objection to plans for the Olympic standard attraction, which he said would urbanise a precious green space. Now, the Neame Park Trust, who want to build the wall, say the site has been carefully chosen to minimise any impact and say it will provide excellent climbing facilities for the whole region. Reporter Kerry Devine went to have a look and asked and got the reaction of people using the park.
I'm at the edge of Gunwade Lake, which is just one of the three lakes here at Neame Park, and I've just watched some geese soaring over the water, which is lapping and swaying so gently today. There's hardly a breeze today. Occasionally, the odd swan is gliding past as well. It's really one of the few places in the city where you can escape the hustle and bustle. However, if plans go ahead, there'll be a very different feel at Ferry Meadows. The proposed climbing frame would be just over 34 metres high. So in comparison, Peterborough Cathedral is 44 metres high. So this climbing wall is going to be part of one of the city's tallest buildings. So I'm just going along to the main car park now, and this is actually where the wall itself would be. And I've got some walkers here.
It's our jewel in the crown. We have beautiful big skies. We have an unbroken tree line. And you can't buy that. It's just sacrilege.
Say you were from the, and I don't know what the City Council or the Neame Park Trust would say, but say, for example, they say, oh, it's going to bring in loads of money, it's going to be great for the city, and there's loads of park, and, you know, there's space for this. What would you say?
I'd say this still maintains itself as the lungs of the city. With all the development that's going around, and the new buildings, new housing, residential area, this country park becomes increasingly important. It should be pivotal at their environmental and climate emergency stand.
That's reporter Kerry Devine at Ferry Meadows. Now, Chris Packham was tied up with Winter Watch last week, so couldn't speak to us at the time. But Dottie, didn't you track him down?
I did, yes. I managed to catch Chris in between his filming in the Cairngorms. He's a very, very busy man. Now, he started by telling me he wasn't opposed to climbing walls in themselves.
Climbing walls are a great idea, I think, for many communities. They're great for adults, they're great for young people, they're good for making sure that we improve our mental and physical health. They're fun, they're a great means of exercise. I'm certainly not against climbing walls, I've enjoyed them myself. It's just a question of where we put a climbing wall, because to my mind, there are a great number of places you could put a climbing wall and not in a site of nature conservation value will be a good start. Ferry Meadows has been protected for its nature conservation value. There are a great number of people who enjoy it for that reason, and a great number of species that prosper there because of that. I think this is not a case of do we need a climbing wall, it's where do we put it? Of course we need it, but where do we put it? Let's just put it somewhere where it doesn't damage wildlife and the environment. I mean, after all, we have declared a climate and environment emergency. We know full well that our biodiversity in the UK is in a parlous state. 50% of our species are in decline. 1 in 7 are in danger of extinction. They simply don't need any pressure in any instance, and that's why I think that not just myself but all of us across the UK need to monitor very closely where we put such developments. We know that importing traffic to the region will have an impact on the wildlife, particularly if it's at night and the car parks will necessarily be lit for security and so on and so forth. This, again, will impact on insect, perhaps bat populations, which we know that they are there and they are important too. So, you know, I think we're just going through a process where we have to change the way that we think. We have to change our minds and our attitudes so that we can continue to, you know, enjoy a quality of life that we all aspire to, but make room for all of that other life upon which we are dependent.
So we spoke to the Neame Park Trust last week to hear some reaction to the objection that you lodged with Peterborough City Council, as you might expect. I've got a little clip of Andrew McDermott, Chris, to play you.
Okay.
He's one of the people who runs Neame Park Trust, effectively. Have a little listen.
I spoke to one of your colleagues last year about Chris's tweeting of the petition, and at that point, you know, really invited Chris to come and talk through the plans with us. I'd love to have an opportunity to get his feed in and to go through them in detail with him, because I think there's a lot of nuance in very complicated projects like this that actually, unless you really get into them, it's difficult to understand, you know, really what's going on. So, you know, I put that offer out that I appreciate Chris has taken the time to put an objection in. It'd be brilliant if he took the time to come and visit us and understand what we're doing and also some of the other projects we're doing, which he'd probably be very interested in.
How about it? I mean, there's an invitation in there.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we like to make progress through creative discussion and a necessary debate. There's no
doubt
about that.
So will you meet with them?
I'm very happy to look at those plans. I can't promise to visit there in the near future, but I'm sure I could learn a lot through, looking at the plans in detail, looking at how those plans might be transformed. Ultimately, look, wouldn't it be great if we could just meet in the middle here? Wouldn't it be great if we could find a compromise that would suit both parties and the wildlife? That's the way that I like to work. I don't like to work in an arena of conflict. I like to work in an area of progress. So why don't we take up his offer? Why don't I and the others take up his offer, get our heads together, rub them together nice and hard, and come up with a solution which will see people able to enjoy a climbing wall, which we've already established would be a great addition to any community, but also an opportunity to maximally preserve that nature. Because one thing's for sure, if nature disappears, we can't rebuild it. We can rebuild climbing walls just about anywhere we want them.
So you're happy to enter some kind of dialogue with the staff at Frome Meadows?
I'm not a didactic person. I'm a person who likes to learn on the job and will retain, as long as he lives, the ability to change his mind. I'm also the sort of person that will put my hand up and say, I was wrong. I get a gratuitous pleasure from doing that, because it means that I'm indicating to people, and certainly to myself, that I have the power to move forward, having thought about something, change my mind. And that's what we need to do in this instance. So, you know, whilst that offer's been extended to me, let me throw it back to all of those who are thinking, oh, come on, it's just a few fields, some flowers, some beads, some birds and bats. Hold on a moment. There are a lot fewer of those beads, birds and bats out there at the moment. We have to change our minds about how we look after them. We have to change our priorities and move forward to satisfy everyone, but also to protect essentially that environment upon which we are ultimately dependent.
Chris Packham, chatting to Dottie, referenced this Olympic-size climbing wall, which is planned for Ferry Meadows Country Park. So that's his angle. I wonder what Nene Park Trust think. They've said they've chosen the site carefully to, quote, minimise its impact, while the project was about getting people into the park and actively enjoying it. And we're about to speak to someone very important from the Trust.
Exactly. In the next few minutes here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, you will hear a response from Matthew Bradbury, who's the head of the Nene Park Trust. His response to what Mr. Packham had to say. Don't go anywhere.
Across Cambridgeshire.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
In Peterborough, the Bulge Boulevard's still closed because of the burst water main. It's closed eastbound from the Queensgate roundabout to the Rivergate roundabout. Certainly starting to see delays building up around Peterborough at the moment. The A10 is building up through Ely. I'm watching queues on the A1 at the moment, southbound onto the Black Cat roundabout, building up towards the Buckton roundabout. And there are queues on the A428 going towards Cambridge, going towards Caxton Gibbet roundabout. It's a pretty lengthy queue there at the moment. If you spot a queue and it's safe and legal for you to do so, call us on 08000 85 95 96. This is Gary Scott for BBC Radio Cambridgeshire Travel.
Man in the Morning with Chris Mann on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Good morning, Chris.
What do you think? Mistake or good move? Are you considering just stopping?
So you've got to think, what's the best use for my time for my life?
I wonder if our next guest agrees with that.
I think let them go.
Join us and join the conversation.
Man in the Morning with Chris Mann. Weekdays from 9 on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Good morning, it's 7:17, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, Kev Lawrence and Dottie McLeod. So which side of the argument are you on this? You know Ferry Meadows Country Park in the centre of Peterborough. Well, there's plans for this Olympic standard climbing wall to be built within the car park, the visitor car park of that particular area of the city. We've had Chris Packham on a few minutes ago, the TV naturalist, saying why he doesn't like the idea. Let's speak to the decision maker, I guess, the main man, the chief executive of Nene Park Trust, Matthew Bradbury, for his response. Morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Kev.
So you heard, well, good, thanks. You heard what Chris had to say. It would damage wildlife, it would damage the environment. How would you respond?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's really important to understand how seriously Neem Park Trust and Neem Park take biodiversity, and how seriously we're taking the establishment of a new facility within Ferry Meadows. So to suggest, and I know Chris isn't, but to suggest that we're taking biodiversity lightly in our plans is very wrong. We've invested hugely in both ecological consultancy, and we also have our own team who are conservation experts, and we've looked at this incredibly carefully. So whilst I think, you know, we're absolutely with Chris in terms of the parlous state that nature is in, we're also charged as a trust in terms of delivering two core objectives. One is to provide recreation for the people of Peterborough and the region, and the other is to provide, you know, a suitable environment for that to take place, which includes nature conservation. And actually, if you visited Ferry Meadows over the last, and the whole of Neem Park, don't forget Ferry Meadows is only one small part of Neem Park, over the last few years, you'll have seen the amount of investment that's gone into improving biodiversity. And indeed, we've just begun our year of, you know, climate change action in the park as well. So,
Chris, you know, let me interrupt. That's all well and good. And every single word you've said, you know, no one's questioning that. But that doesn't really answer the question. Chris Packham said that wall, that Olympic standard size climbing wall, is not going in the correct area in terms of the impact it will have on nature and wildlife.
Okay, so we've looked at that really carefully. Let's be clear, the centre itself, which is an activity centre, including indoor play, a cafe, you know, clip and climb, this isn't just about serious climbing, is going on a tarmac car park, an existing tarmac car park, which is sandwiched between our existing leisure centre. It's sandwiched between barbecue areas, play areas, model train station, public toilets. You know, this isn't a sensitive nature reserve. The wider park, yes, absolutely, very sensitive, and we're very clear about that, but we believe that there'll be minimal impact in relation to the car park. The car park will move and will be sited on the existing site of our overflow car park, which is used already for much of the year. Again, we've surveyed that, we've looked at it really carefully from a wildlife perspective, and the impact we think will be minimal.
Can I ask a quick question, Matthew, which might seem a bit strange, a bit strangely specific, but an Olympic climbing wall, as I understand it, is 12 metres in height. The building that you're planning is 34 metres in height. Why does it need to be so high, nearly three times the height of an actual climbing wall?
Yeah, we've worked really closely with the manufacturers of the Olympic standard walls. We've worked very closely with our architects to design a building which isn't a square slab like a warehouse on the horizon. We've come up with a design which is much more like a church with a spire to minimize.
Well, except that it's bright red.
Well, the colour is something that we're still working on and is unlikely to be bright red. It'll certainly be toned down and will be toned down to try and match autumn colours rather than being bright red. Don't get too caught up with the colour, Dossie. But, you know, I think what we've tried to do is design a building which is worthy of the city, which is instantly recognisable, which puts Peterborough on the map.
Does it need to be 34 metres high when an Olympic-sized climbing wall is 12 metres high?
Well, as I say, we've worked with the manufacturers of the Olympic standard walls. There is only one that we can work with. We've taken their advice, we've taken our architect's advice, and we're trying to create a wall which provides not just competition climbing, but training facilities for our future climbers.
I still don't really understand why it has to be so much taller, the building, than the wall has to be.
Okay, well, there's a long answer to that, which I'm sure we haven't got time to give in terms of the design of the building itself and the way that the heat and the air circulates around the building and the way that we use the building to avoid, you know, putting too much heat into it and generating too much cost in terms of the energy that we need to provide. The walls that we're wanting to build are about 22 metres high in total, and there needs to be a gap for above that for ventilation and for fixing.
Okay. Matthew, another question. Why a climbing wall? I mean, have you ever been to Go Ape in Milton Keynes when it's all about the ropes? Wouldn't that be more in fitting with the actual park, with all of the trees? Why a wall?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've looked at what the fastest growing indoor sports are. We've done a lot of consultation as part of our master planning. We've got feedback from many of our visitors who say that what they want is an indoor offer, which includes play, but also includes opportunities for young people to be able to become engaged. We've looked at our demographics in the city, the fact that it's one of the fastest growing cities in the country, the fact that a university is coming to the city, and looked to see what sports, indoor sports, we could offer. And climbing has come out on top by miles.
Okay. And Matthew, just one more question, and I must ask you to keep it brief on this if you can. Chris Packham says he wants to work with you on this. Can we put you in touch?
Absolutely. We'd love to see Chris in the park, and if we understand he's a busy man, if he can't make it, we're absolutely wanting to engage in dialogue. I think we're really sad that Chris hasn't visited yet, has, you know, pronounced his views on our project, and we'd like to engage with him as much as possible.
That's a yes. Nice one. We'll put you in touch. Thanks for your time this morning, Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Across Cambridgeshire. Breakfast with Kev Lawrence and Dossie McLeod. On BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. This.